good afternoon.
Why is this a thing? Stocking stuffing spectacular. That's at least what we used to call it.
Yeah.
The original premise was that we stuffed each other's stockings, yeah. Packed it tight, airtight.
Where's my stocking?
Right here.
Oh.
Right here. Don't take it yet. There's something in there.
Oh, there's something in there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It doesn't really work when we don't have everybody here, but...
Yeah, the original premise was that we all got stockings and we would fill them with random nonsense. But since then, I don't know, it just blew up. It blew up. Well, so now we have fully wrapped gifts in front of us.
It also helps when all of our presents arrive on time. That would be nice.
All right, how much time do you want to spend saying fuck the United States Postal Service?
How about the entire time?
We can do a whole podcast.
It was Newman. It was Newman.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Like airing of grievances today. Happy Festivus, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Festivus. December 23rd.
You want to hear another story about the USPS? We were doing a Secret Santa with our friend group through Elfster. I don't know if you're familiar with the website Elfster.
No.
It arranges a Secret Santa for you so you can like post your address and your wish list, and then your Secret Santa can see it, but you don't know who the Secret Santa is. It's a whole thing.
That's pretty
helps
good.
You,
cool.
It helps you arrange a Secret Santa.
Okay.
Well, one of our guys typed in his zip code wrong, and as a result, his gift has been sitting in the USPS facility. It was sitting in Texas, I think, for like a couple weeks, and now it's sitting in Boston, and they just don't know what to do with this fucking package.
Where does he live?
Oh, my God.
Massachusetts, but not Boston. A good hike outside of Boston. That's been kind of a shit show.
I ordered your gift, Nick, 16 days ago.
16 days.
16 days ago. I ordered 7 to 10 day shipping. I ordered it 16 days ago. Even if you only want to count the business days, it's been 12 days since I ordered it for you.
Yep.
And it is yet to arrive.
And for me, I found your gift in store. I found it at a Target, and I just kind of shipped it over. So I'm kind of amazed that even mine hasn't been sent, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, things, I mean, and particularly, I think, with my local post office as well, things like to arrive online before they arrive in person. They'll often say, and the USPS, or, yeah, UPS, sorry, as well as UPS out here.
Yeah.
It'll say online arrived, but it doesn't actually arrive at my house. That just means it arrived at the facility, and then they said, we'll just leave it.
Sure. He'll find it.
They check it in as, like, delivered when it's not, I haven't gotten it yet, and then it comes the next day, every time.
I quite literally had that happen to me with my older brother's gift, and it didn't arrive for the next 7 days. It said arrived, which means I guess it was sitting at my post office or something, and they just we'll get to it when we get to it. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
And, like, you know, I don't want to be completely insensitive. They're going through a hard time, right?
Sure.
Certainly a rough time this year.
It's a rough time this year. I read today 19,000 postal workers are out with COVID.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot of people.
A friend of mine also told me his entire post office, except for two people, got COVID. And so, because they didn't have time to train new people, they had to bring people out of retirement.
Oh, no.
They had to ask people in the local area who were former postal workers to come back.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
That's horrible. And in fairness, too, the previous, or I should say current administration, perhaps future administration, depending how the next month goes, not too kind on the old USPS. Not the biggest fans.
You know, it's kind of tricky. Like, you'd think somebody would have just came out and said, like, hey, on your websites, when you say it'll ship in 7 days, how about you don't?
Yeah.
Right? Like, well, I don't know why nobody was out there just being like, hey, add like a week to every expected delivery date on everything.
No. Just be honest. It's not even like it'll get there in a week from what we originally said. Just send the email. It has shipped. It gets there when it gets there. That's it. That's
what
it
is. Here's the thing. There's no reason we couldn't have just like Christmas doesn't matter this year. There's no reason we couldn't have just said, we're going to do Christmas on January 5th.
Yeah, we do it on Three Kings Day.
Or whatever, yeah. Because here's the reality is...
Christmas has been delayed to 2021. You could do that.
Well, the reality is the USPS is the closest thing we have to a real Santa Claus. Okay?
100%.
Spoiler for all you children out there.
Oh, no.
Spoiler. They're the real Santa.
I hope there aren't many 8-year-olds listening.
Well, they're the real Santa. I mean, they get your Christmas lists in the mail when you send it to the fucking North Pole. They open it at the post office, giggle, and then throw it in a furnace. Right. That's what happens.
Sure. You see that man in the blue uniform and the hat? That's Santa. What?
What is it? He smells like urine.
Santa smells like urine. What can I say? I mean,
he definitely does.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Well, sure. I mean, that guy is like beyond fucking... Yeah. Elderly. I mean,
that guy's a lost cause.
Beyond elderly.
He's a lich. That guy's a fucking lich.
Anyway, you were promised your gift by the United States Postal Service up until last night. Last night, I'm checking what time did I text you? 12:30 a.m.
Something like that.
Last night, it said that your gift's going to get there by today. Mm-hmm. Not to worry, it'll be there. This morning, I check it an hour before recording time. It says all of a sudden. Tomorrow, between 12 and 2 p.m. Up until last night, you were promised this. Same thing here. Your gift, same gift I ordered for Nick, was supposed to be here by today. I just checked the mailbox, not there. So I don't know what to tell you guys. It's a tough time of year, but we're going to make the best of it. We're going to send pictures and emulate the experience of opening a present.
I am thrilled to get virtual presents.
Oh, God.
A virtual gift.
I'm going to vomit. Virtual gifts, my ass. I'm glad that we have some gifts, though. There's the few things.
Yeah, the ones
me.
That Nick ordered. Here's the thing, too. I have never been this on top of Christmas before. I was crushing it this year.
Okay. No. Listen to what Nico said to me before we started recording, though, is that he's like, yeah, I got all my stuff pretty much done. Usually I'm done tomorrow, the next day, Christmas Eve. It's like, dude, that's not on top of things.
Today's the 23rd of yes. December. This is usually the most busy day of the year for me. I spend maybe 30 minutes at home.
That is
December
insane.
23rd.
How do you go that long without shopping for people?
I procrastinated.
Dude, last year, I finished my Christmas shopping December 2nd.
Yep.
Respect it.
This year, I was actually worse. And part of it was because I couldn't go to fucking stores.
Yeah, it's the same with me.
I actually think online shopping is more... I'm sure everybody can agree with this at this point, but it's more overwhelming.
Well, you have too many options.
That's right. What I keep saying, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So
I have
no
idea what to buy my family.
Shout out to my boys, Harry and David. You don't know Harry and David's?
No.
They're gift boxes. They send like gift towers, Christmas treats and shit like that.
Ooh.
And
I should have ordered that shit.
That is like my classic go-to gift for like family members that I don't know what the fuck to get them.
That's pretty good.
You just like get them like a gift basket like filled with like pears and fruits and chocolates and shit like that.
Harry and David?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Why didn't you tell me about these guys earlier?
They're my boys, my homeboys.
I've been walking through Barnes & Noble every day for like
3 weeks.
I don't
know what to tell you. They were in the Dave draft.
Harry and David?
They were there. Oh, boy.
Look at that. Gift baskets, baked goods, fruit, and food gifts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shop famous pears, honey bell oranges, gourmet food, and wine.
Their pears are the thing. Like, that's the thing every year that is like... The Christmas
pears?
Tradition.
I haven't had a good pear in like a decade.
I don't remember the
they
last
send
time
you six pears, usually, or however many you pay for, but I think it's six, and one of them is wrapped in gold foil for no reason. But that's the special
pear. Willy Wonka pear?
That's the special pair. And if you send that to a family, like Michaela's grandparents send us one every year. Right. And it's like...
You can tour the Harry and David pear factory and maybe win it.
It's this big thing. She's like, Nick, I'm eating the golden pear. She's like, you don't get the golden pear. That's mine.
It's the same pear?
It's the same pear, but it's special. It's wrapped in gold foil.
I see. It's always special if it's wrapped in gold. Yeah.
Well, it's not wrapped in gold. It's wrapped in gold-colored foil. I want to be clear.
Oh, I see.
This is not gold. This is not like 4K.
Not even
gold
foil, which you can kind of afford. No?
No. This is golden-covered foil. The other side is silver, like foil-covered.
What's the difference between eating that and a Russell Stover's chocolate?
Well, it's a pair.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's the main difference.
You know what I learned yesterday? Speaking of like gold colored foil, not actual gold foil. Sure. So I'm eating Ritz peanut butter crackers yesterday.
Okay.
And I decide to just take an old gander at the wrapper just to see exactly what I'm eating. Because every once in a while, that's a good idea just to see what you're putting in your body.
Mm.
And it said on there, peanut butter flavored filling.
Yeah.
It's what? Not actual peanut butter.
Probably not.
No, not probably not. It's not.
Okay, no.
It says artificial filling.
You don't go to...
peanut butter flavored filling.
You thought there was a...
Yes, I thought there was real peanut butter in the peanut butter crackers. Yes. Yes, I did, Adam.
It's 2020, dude. Everything's fake.
Did you have any idea about this, Nick?
I mean, I've heard of it with certain foods.
It's not surprising.
Like, I'd say, like, Reese's peanut butter cups. There's not peanut butter in there.
No.
What's in there?
I don't know. Like,
what is it? What is this filling?
Like a butter that's peanut butter flavored?
I know Reese's peanut butter cups, if I remember correctly, it's like, there's, like... It's its own substance made with peanut butter as like one of the ingredients or like a peanut butter type thing. But I think there's also just a ton of powdered sugar mixed in with it. Like if you eat the Reese's peanut butter cup, if you break it open and just eat the peanut butter, it's super sweet. It doesn't taste like peanut butter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Like the easiest way to make something peanut butter flavored is to make it actually peanut butter. Well, isn't it?
That's not the cheapest way.
Yeah.
It may be the easiest, but it's certainly not the cheapest.
They realize, though, that if you were, say you were to take a Reese's cup and you put in actual peanut butter, they realize that the process of eating that is very uncomfortable because eating straight peanut butter doesn't exactly work.
I like eating straight peanut butter.
It's like sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's, you can't sell that.
You can't?
Not on shelves at an alarming rate.
I like eating it with a spoon.
You need the stuff that like falls apart in your mouth and is like really tasty and more sugary.
Did not.
Yeah, it's also not as addictive.
No.
Well, that's true too, I guess.
Like, I mean, let's be honest here. If they legally could, like food producers would put like fucking cocaine and heroin in all of our food.
Yes.
I think their drug is better. Like Pablo Escobar is asking like for a piece of the sugar action. You know what I mean? Like I think their drug is better than whatever cocaine or heroin is. Mm. Like that's definitely more addicting. There are more people addicted to sugar in this nation than there are heroin.
Oh yeah, definitely.
For sure.
Certainly coffee.
Mm. Right. These are great drugs.
Dude.
Anyway. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. It's fucking Christmas morning.
Kind of actually is Christmas morning today.
I suppose. Yeah. When is this going to get released? Today?
Probably tomorrow.
All right. That's cool.
I think I did tell you guys, Mikhail and I have been doing the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, no.
Right? Okay. So we've been opening gifts for the past 11 days.
This sounds exhausting.
No, it's nice. Okay. We bought each other essentially, rather than getting each other like gifts, we bought each other like 12 stocking items.
Okay.
Is the idea. And so we're open one thing each day. So it feels a little more Christmassy.
Mm.
You know, I was telling you guys before we started recording too. One of them was this Neil Patrick Harris deck.
Oh,
yeah. Deck of cards.
Yeah. Do you guys know Neil Patrick Harris was a magician?
Oh yes.
I did not.
Yeah. He was actually
likes to remind people of it quite a bit.
I think he was the president of the like
Magic Castle, I think.
Yeah, it's like the magic society of the world, basically.
The Magic Castle? Is that the big one?
I'd heard he was a magician. I have no idea what he's the president of.
Or he was maybe like the youngest member of the Magic Castle.
No,
he was
the president.
Okay.
He was the president?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was. It was sort of accidental. Like everybody else kind of left. Like the president left and they needed somebody to fill in the role. And they're like, well, you're famous. You know, it just happened that way.
I hear the Magic Castle is just full of the most insufferable people on Earth.
Probably.
Because not only are they magicians, but they also think they're better than you.
Mm-hmm. But then,
which are two contradictory ideas.
but then their president is Neil Patrick Harris, and that's fucking awesome.
Right.
That is true.
Apparently, you got to go like dressed to the nines, too. Like their dress code is very, very strict.
Which is how Neil Patrick Harris walks out of bed in the morning, just right, in a suit. You know what I mean? It's perfect for him.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he's not insufferable because he's not a stage magician. He right. just enjoys magic. He doesn't do it, really.
That's true.
He's a magician like I'm a magician.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A much better
like you watch Penn and Teller.
I can could break out a trick right now. Yeah. I probably could.
Pull something cool out of that stocking for me. Oh, anything.
I will. Don't you worry.
So how do we want to do this? What's
I want to talk Mando first.
No, you don't.
You want to talk Mando?
No. Well, before we get to Mando, I have some funny news.
Okay.
My niece was born the other day.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait, why is that funny?
It's fucking Christmas morning. Yeah.
Congratulations, Unc.
Yeah, there's finally a girl in the Hall household.
Uncle Adam.
Congrats. That's exciting. And congrats to your brother.
Oh, yeah. They're doing well. It was a little trying at first. Chloe is her name.
Chloe.
Yeah. It was
after the Kardashian.
Yes, exactly.
Spelled with a K or a C.
You want to know how they spell the name?
Oh, no. I guess I don't anymore.
I'll say it anyway.
Go ahead.
You'll find it amusing. C-L-O-E.
Chloe.
Yes.
I like it.
I've seen it spelled that way before.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's fine.
I'm glad there's other people out there.
I feel like I've seen that in British names.
Yeah, you might be right, too. But
so I'm wondering if that's where it's...
It's definitely a little more unusual. I want to say you could be exactly right, because I think the mom, my brother's wife's mom, I think is English, like straight off the boat across the pond.
Fresh off the boat from jolly old England. That's great news. We should have cigars right now.
Yeah. Well, hey, I said we should get drinks, but you know.
Oh, now.
Don't you love how we celebrate life by accelerating death?
I'm going to get drinks. I'm going to get them now, because now you made me feel bad.
He's going to get drinks. Yes. Yeah.
We need to celebrate. Michaela. Can you bring some bourbon? I'm just going to pour a little bit in my hot cocoa.
Ooh, that's not a bad idea.
We're celebrating. Adam's an uncle now.
Mm-hmm.
She says congrats.
I can just hear a faint congrats in the background. Yeah, no, it was pretty cool. She was actually on a ventilator for a couple hours, so that was a little scary. But
oh, gosh.
She had trouble breathing, but they have her home now, and everyone's doing good. It was kind of weird. My brother was not allowed in the room, I guess for COVID restraints. So he was basically standing outside, and the doctor came and told him, okay, it's good, but you got to go home now.
Can we talk about this for a second? This is bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. This is absolute bullshit.
What do you want to say about it?
Dude, like, we're allowing fucking all sorts of nonsense, but we're not going to allow that.
No. Yeah, no, everyone thought that in my house. Like, are you serious? It made less than zero sense to me.
I already think most of the restrictions are pretty fucking stupid. Like, not saying having restrictions is stupid, but the way they've been actually enacted, like, is arbitrary, right? Like, the idea that restaurants have to close, but if you open a restaurant with a pop-up tent outside, it's fine. Like, makes no fucking sense. So, Nico, they didn't let his brother in the room when she was
COVID
born.
COVID reasons, yeah. Nope.
Kind of fucking country are we living in?
I can go down the street and walk into my Five Guys, your Five Guys, whatever you want to call it, and it's perfectly cool and order food, and my brother can't.
Cheers.
Cheers. Wow. And my brother can't see his daughter born. Yeah.
They should have just gave birth in the church.
They should have killed someone.
They should have gone to like a Christian hospital or something and fought for their religious rights.
That's awful.
Yeah, I know it. And everyone was pissed. Everyone could. But again, there's nothing they could do because Courtney went into labor so quickly. They're like, okay, we just got to go.
In California, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Explains it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gavin Newsom.
And now they're moving. Cheers.
Wrong. That is wrong.
Cheers.
Man, while you were gone, Nico, I slipped a little bourbon in my hot cocoa.
Yes, we're all drinking.
Oh, wonderful.
We're all drinking.
To Chloe, baby. All right.
To Chloe.
Let's talk Mando. You want to talk Mando?
Yes.
All right.
Mando!
Hey, you remember what I said last year, that it's better because it's not great? Well, I'm in a bit of a sticky situation now because... Yeah. I think it's kind of great.
Right.
The last half of the second season was some of the best television I've watched since maybe, I don't know, maybe since I watch Breaking Bad. I mean, even though it's not nearly as good as Breaking Bad, but I haven't seen anything better in a while.
It's been wonderful.
I've never seen a television series sweep me up in the way that this one did. Maybe since Breaking Bad. That's certainly
true. I do have to say the very last 3 minutes. Do we want to just get into that? Because that's what I want to talk about.
Well, spoilers for Mando.
That's the meme.
Fast forward a little bit if you haven't seen Mandalorian is what we're talking about when we say Mando. Big, fat spoiler. In fact, I texted you guys that day. I watched it, I think, at like 1 in the afternoon. And when I got to that moment at the end, I'm like, guys, please do not go on social media. Like, do everything in your power to avoid this.
When you told me that, I said, okay, well, that's what I'm doing tonight now. I'll watch the 2 episodes I've missed.
Right.
And I finished it up, and I was like, okay. Okay.
I get it.
I mean, well, let's talk about the last 2 episodes, I guess, because there's 2 bits that are worth talking about.
Talk to
Pedro Pascal without the helmet. Fucking awesome. I mean, he was fine with the helmet, right?
Yeah, it was very nice of him to show up on set that day, too.
Yeah. I don't know why you think that he's not under...
Because he's obviously not. What do you mean, why?
No, this is just one of those ideas that Nico desperately wants to believe.
He's obviously not there.
It's like, well, okay, listen, they're going to...
It's clearly recorded in a sound booth. You can hear the dialogue. It's like, that's totally ADR.
Well, that could be... Most dialogue is ADR a lot of the time.
They could just take his mic and adjust the audio. They don't need him to not be in the room.
No. There's a stunt double that's there in the outfit. I'm sure that also Jon Favreau fucking hates Pedro Pascal's guts. That's another thing. Like, apparently he made a lot of people mad on set. And so, I don't think he's even welcome there, except for those few moments where he shows off his wicked facial hair.
Are you implying that Jon Favreau is actually on the set and not just fucking making tacos with YouTubers?
That's a fair point.
Hey,
you got me.
I don't think Jon Favreau's there ever. I think he's just fucking
got me there.
What are you talking about? Listen,
let Filoni take care of it.
Yeah, exactly. No, Pedro Pascal's there. He's doing it.
I will say that because he carries the same mannerisms from basically the season 1 and 2. That being said, I remember in the first episode, there was one moment where I'm like, that's not Pedro Pascal.
Right.
There was one moment.
There definitely is a stunt double when they're doing certain stunts.
Absolutely. Mm.
And obviously, like
walking next to Bill Burr. Yeah. Well,
that is a stunt.
That's a wicked hard stunt.
That is a hard stunt.
That is. Let's be clear.
Oh, man. Bill Burr.
I'm so glad that Bill Burr came back, too. That was fucking awesome.
I'm thankful anytime Bill Burr's on my television.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but yeah, I think that the big, big spoiler. Luke Skywalker returning is stupid as fuck.
Wow.
Real stupid. Yeah. Sick of it. I am sick of Skywalkers. Wow. I'm sick of it. Just stop. There's no reason they couldn't do something else.
To your credit, there are many, many, many avenues they could have gone in terms of like other Jedi that were out there. Because this entire series has just been expanding upon sort of the fantasy and the expanded lore of Star Wars in ways that are very interesting. I mean, that's entirely why Boba Fett's back.
And Ahsoka Tan, too, right?
Well, but that was established in the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like Boba Fett being back is directly from the expanded universe.
Okay.
That's some idiot just made up. And then they're like, you know what? We like that idea. Let's bring him in the canon for real.
Right.
By the way,
I have, like, read 1 or 2. No, actually, I take that back. Just 1 Star Wars novel ever. So really? I have no experience with the expanded universe. This is all just mumbo jumbo to me. Yeah. I've never seen the Clone Wars. I don't watch fucking cartoons. I don't do it.
That's fine.
I watched probably 80% of the Clone Wars.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
but that being said, the fact that I haven't read any of those books or watched any of those shows, and I was so affected by that Ahsoka Tan episode and also the Boba Fett stuff,
great stuff,
I think just speaks volumes to how good this show is.
Yes.
And their ability to just take something that is very niche and very nerdy and very like Reddit culture nerdcore and to bring it to a mass audience in a really compelling way.
That's fine. Yeah.
They
didn't need to do that.
100%. They did not.
But it works, yeah, absolutely. And the fact that it does work is interesting.
They also did really well with Bo-Katan,
mm-hmm.
Having her introduced, and I think everything the show has done has been very well. But what I liked the most about The Mandalorian is that it wasn't a fucking Skywalker story.
Right.
It's not a Skywalker story as of now.
It is. The moment you introduce Luke fucking Skywalker.
I'm so happy you have this opinion, because I don't, but I was hoping somebody would.
Okay, it makes the entire show so far a lead up to the Mandalorian's only purpose is to make sure Luke Skywalker gets his little fucking green boy. That's what it is.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, but it's not about specifically Luke Skywalker. It's about his journey with Grogu. You know, that's the crux of the story. It's not like the entire plot revolves around the story of the Skywalkers.
Doesn't seem like it's going to be that anymore, though.
No, I
get what you mean, but like the show, The Mandalorian, exists within the larger Star Wars universe. And now the show's purpose, the show's existence is pivotal around Luke Skywalker.
I guess
it is. And it's they could have even done it if they really wanted to. If they wanted Grogu to be trained under Luke, they could have had someone else that Luke was training go get him.
Yeah.
Or something. Like, it didn't have to be Luke, and it didn't have to be that awful computer.
It wasn't that bad.
It is pretty
looked
bad.
Like
no,
shit.
It wasn't.
No,
no,
it
wasn't
terrible.
That bad.
I have to admit. Like,
it wasn't as bad as Rogue One.
It was just as bad as Rogue One.
It's maybe just as bad. This is my take is like when he's ripping shit through everybody. Like, even though I recognize, like, okay, it doesn't necessarily need to be Luke, this is so fucking awesome. And my nostalgia.
I can see why it's satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
I'm sitting there. Once I see the X-Wing come in,
yeah,
I'm like,
no way.
They're not doing this.
No.
And then here's a motherfucker with a green lightsaber and a glove over his right hand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no. No, they're really not going to do it. And I'm telling you, when they did it, I stood up and I started screaming.
It is immensely satisfying.
Yeah. Now, I understand that's because I'm a fucking dweeb and I'm a normie and like Jon Favreau knows how to manipulate me.
So what?
I don't. Yeah.
Who cares?
I didn't really care in the moment. Now, however, all of Nick's criticisms, I think, are 100% valid. What Adam and I have been talking about now for 2 years with this show is how wonderfully small the stakes are.
Yes,
and
exactly.
how contained this story feels and how it is attacking a subsection of this universe that is yet to be explored. And I can't help but think that that finale went back on everything that this show had promised us for 2 seasons, which is it's just a bounty hunter in the galaxy, just like getting in adventures with giant worms.
Yep.
You know, and I love that.
There was a part of me that wanted, you know, they were talking about there was sort of this, I guess, like crossroads with like, is Grogu going to become a Jedi or will he lose his force powers through lack of training?
Yeah.
And there was a part of me that wanted the show to go the route of, you know what? I don't need the force because like, I just want to be with you.
Right.
And they just stay together and he loses his powers. Like there was a part of me that wanted that.
Oh,
but it all comes back to the space wizards save the day. And that's what every Star Wars story is about. Yeah. And I do think that that is a bit concerning. I also think it's concerning that this show was a very big hit given a fairly modest production and a fairly modest story for 2 seasons. I mean, a good cast, but like Werner Herzog was a main character in season 1. Like it's not like they're breaking the bank with the budget here, but it was a very big success, season 1. Season 2, they start expanding this universe. And for a year and a half, we were saying, man, how great is it that this is Star Wars, but not Star Wars? Well, now this show is Star Wars.
Yeah.
They're not going to make movies for the next 3 years. It's going to be all miniseries on Disney Plus because this one show succeeded. There are already 3 spinoffs in the works for this show alone,
which is a little absurd.
A third season of this show, which I don't even know where they're going to go with it.
It feels like now they're finally going to make the show they wanted to make, which is Grogu and just about like the politics of Mandalore, right?
How do you scale back from Luke Skywalker?
That's another problem.
How do you step back? You don't, I feel like.
How do you scale back from Boba Fett?
And well, also,
they're doing an entire show based on Boba Fett.
Let's be clear. Like, The Mandalorian was the Baby Yoda show. You don't get rid of Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
It was the Baby Yoda show.
We'll see. I don't think they ever intended it to be the Baby Yoda show, though.
Yeah,
okay, but then I think they're somewhat misunderstanding why, maybe not the hardcore fans, but why the general person was watching the show.
Yes.
Michaela's mother bought Disney Plus to watch the Baby Yoda show.
And this is the thing, like, how good was the Baby Yoda stuff in season 2? Like,
I thought it was okay.
No, I thought it was so much better than season 1. Oh my God.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not even close. I mean, there's nothing as sweet and charming as the biscuits, the blue biscuits. Or every time he said Grogu, and Grogu's just like,
it's good stuff.
It's the best.
It's cute. It's really cute.
The best, yes.
I don't know if I'm coming to the show for Baby Yoda.
No.
I'm coming to the show because it's an awesome adventure of the week story, and they're essentially remaking a famous Western every episode.
Yes. You also realize that in the canon, this kind of implies that Kylo Ren kills Baby Yoda.
Yes, I've been made aware of that.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, because a lot of people have pointed that out. I really hope that doesn't happen.
Is Adam Driver going to be in this show?
He could.
Like, is that where it's going to go?
This is my deeper concern.
Right now, in terms of the show, he's like 3, right?
Yeah.
Although I was thinking, how much cooler would it actually have been if, instead of sending Luke to go pick up Baby Yoda, it was young Adam Driver before he becomes Kylo Ren under the tutelage of Luke Skywalker?
That'd be interesting.
See, that would have been way more interesting to me than having Luke come back. Now, the timeline of the show would have needed to match up for that to make sense.
Right.
But that would have been fucking cool, and it would have been way more interesting than just Luke Skywalker, even though Kylo Ren is technically a Skywalker, too.
No, that's true. My question is, like, does it become an issue, like, if they follow up in season 3 and it's just revolving around the antics of the Mandalorian cutting back to Grogu and Luke Skywalker? Like, I don't think they're going
to
do that.
No, I don't think they have the money to do that.
Well, exactly. Oh, yeah. So, like, to me, it's not as much of a concern because the Luke thing feels like more of a one-off.
Sure.
But if they were to develop that, like, significantly, then I would have serious issues with it.
It just feels like a hell of a card to play this early.
No,
it just feels like they cashed this check very early in the run.
It's good to move on from it, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's like, so what's the second season going to be? Fucking like Bo-Katan and him trying to figure out how to give her the Darksaber without,
right, essentially.
Like, wow.
I think it's just reestablishing Mandalore more than anything,
yeah,
which is fine.
Which is cool. I'm in on that show.
Me too.
Dude, I'm cool with that show.
I don't want to say, like, most of the people who watch this aren't, like, real Star Wars fans, because they are. Most of them are. But there's probably a decent portion of people who don't fucking understand anything about Mandalore.
Oh, 100%. Sure. Yeah, no, most of the audience doesn't know what the hell Mandalore is.
Mm-hmm. And it just seems kind of like a direction that people don't care about. Like, people... this is... like you said, kind of like a space Western. So getting into like political intrigue seems like a sharp turn.
Well, the problem is once you start doing that, then it becomes Star Trek. And I would love to see how the Star Wars fan base reacts to that shit.
You can't do Grogu for 5 seasons. You can't do it.
You could.
I love that little guy, but you can't.
I think
man.
You could, here, man.
In my mind, they should have done 3 seasons. End 3rd season with Grogu going, doing whatever he's doing, and then just stop making The Mandalorian and move on to something else.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess. Sure. Just do Boba Fett every year. Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't know. I'll be completely honest with you. I do not mind them doing like 1,000 Star Wars miniseries. I don't mind. If that's the direction they want to go instead of making movies, like, I'm fine with it.
Well, this is the thing, though, you're not even totally wrong about that, because the conclusion I came to is that, like, yeah, this is better than the entire sequel trilogy as far as
I'm
concerned.
It is, and not even close.
A lot more out of this. But
if they just want to explore the Star Wars universe with a bunch of miniseries, I'm fine with that. But, like, make them self-contained, make them start and end when they should.
And just give them to good people that have a vision. Like, just don't hire J.J. Abrams, who's literally just going to remake the first 3 Star Wars movies.
Like, this would have been a great way to give Rian Johnson, like, a piece of Star Wars without people getting all pissy.
It's possible that could still happen.
Yeah.
You never know.
Isn't that crazy, too? Like, all the response online has been, like, fuck J.J. Abrams ever since, because people were so satisfied with this version of Luke. I saw this massive debate again about Rian Johnson versus J.J. Abrams. It's insane to me.
Yeah, this is a conversation I'm not interested in whatsoever. I'm so fucking tired of it, and I just think it's so deeply flawed.
I agree. I love Last Jedi. Last Jedi is a top 3 Star Wars movie to me. I adore that movie. But this version of Star Wars is cool, too. Like, why can't we have both? Why can't we have stuff that's challenging, but also fan servicey and, like, makes you jump for joy when a character comes on screen? I don't know why that's a bad emotion. Why can't we indulge in that?
There are many, many people who are going to argue against that just because it's fan service. And I was messaging you guys about this. It's like nowadays we're conditioned to hate this stuff outright for no good reason. Even if it's earned, we're still conditioned to hate it.
Right.
And my logic was like, no. Like, separate yourself from that. Is it earned? They spent an entire season building up to this moment. It's okay.
Yeah.
So.
It's good. I liked it.
Yes, it was good. I don't fully disagree with you, though, Nick.
No, I think Nick's concerns are 100% right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wish that I was separated enough from the material to be able to make those same criticisms, because I think you're entirely on point.
I will only fully buy into it if the following season is just devoted to Luke and like half the story Luke, half the story the Mandalorian. That will suck.
Well, they managed to make the Mandalorian just okay enough. Like, as a whole, the two seasons so far, they're okay. They're fine, right? if we average out everything, they're fine. And because of that, it makes this Luke thing not egregious.
Yeah, they earned it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was, like, really fucking good.
Yes.
And then they introduce a Luke, that would have bothered me. And if it was, because it would have felt cheap. And if it was really fucking bad and they introduced Luke, it wouldn't have felt earned.
Yeah.
I feel like the show's managed to be in the sweet spot where the introduction of him, the way it was done, was not great, but it's fine. Like, I'm not going to be up in arms about it.
But... And I also see the criticism, too, that this show really isn't about anything. And I'm also okay with that. You know, Last Jedi had themes. Rise of Skywalker did not have themes. And now we're just in the universe where Star Wars is just a bunch of guys fighting with swords. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that now. But you have no right complaining about the lack of themes if you complained about Last Jedi, because that is a wonderful movie with a lot of great ideas.
It's not even like so much that I'm concerned about themes. It's just like have good characters and great relationships. I just need like a show with a heart.
Yeah.
And it certainly has that.
Yeah, you know?
This did for sure.
Like, I am done with Star Wars trying to teach me something. I don't need Star Wars to teach me anything anymore. I'm fine with that. Mm. You know, just but don't make it soulless, which is what The Rise of Skywalker is.
100%. Okay.
It's fucking Christmas morning.
What, Nick?
What were you gonna say?
I had one last little comment, but it's not important.
No, go ahead, make it.
No, I was gonna say, as far as like the idea of Pedro Pascal like in a suit, right? Acting in a suit. Yeah. I meant to say this earlier and we got off. Hayden Christensen is coming back in the Darth Vader suit.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that.
What's the point of that?
I don't fucking know.
What's the fucking point of him coming back in the Vader suit?
It makes
Why
no
does it
sense.
Have to be him?
It makes no sense to me.
Oh, they're going to have him take off the helmet and the mask.
That's what people are saying.
That's the only reason it wouldn't make any sense. I didn't realize they were actually doing that.
Oh, they're doing it. Obi-Wan show. Obi-Wan show with Hayden Christensen. Again, these shows are just, they're Star Wars. And The Mandalorian is now the central text, and everything's going to build off of that show.
It's funny. You want to know what the most original in terms of like exploring the lore of Star Wars was from the sequels and the spinoffs was?
What was it?
Solo.
Solo's not bad. And people need to stop complaining about Solo. I kind of like that movie.
Nick doesn't like Solo.
I kind of like that movie.
Yeah, I kind of do too.
The Darth Maul stuff at the end's stupid.
Yeah, but I kind of like the movie too. Yeah,
it's got good performances. The lighting is the worst lighting I've ever seen in a movie. No question. Worst cinematography of all time.
But all I think is that when you're doing a movie about like Star Wars' most famous scoundrel, Han Solo, they just didn't do it justice. They didn't do it as well as they could have. That's all.
Oh, Alden Ehrenreich's a weird performance too, I think.
It's definitely true.
I think almost all of the actors are fucking atrocious in that movie. Well, it is some of the worst acting. And this is Star Wars we're talking about. This
Woody's
is bad.
Good in it.
What?
Woody's really good in it. Woody Harrelson.
Sure.
Yeah.
I actually don't have much of an issue with Alden Ehrenreich in the movie or Donald Glover. You know?
Donald Glover's really good in it. Yeah.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge as the droid is really good.
It feels like I'm at a celebrity Halloween party where they were all dressed up as Star Wars characters. I just see Donald Glover wearing a fake mustache. Like, you know
that's
what I mean?
Fair. No, that's fair.
What are they going to do with this Lando show that they announced? Is it Glover or is it freaking?
This is the other thing. Like, is anyone interested in a Lando show? Like, come on. Seriously. I'm not interested.
I'm not interested in a Billy Dee Williams Lando show. I'll tell you that right now. Like, I don't need to see 70-year-old Billy Dee Williams just running around the galaxy.
What a weird performance in Rise of Skywalker too.
Yeah, just a weird cameo. He shouldn't have been in that movie.
You forget that he was just a cameo, really. It's crazy. Movie. It's really weird.
All right, gifts.
Yes,
let's do it.
How do you want to do it, Nick?
Well, I don't care.
Let's have Adam give them out first. How about that?
All right. Well, this is your present that I wrap myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a good job.
Thank you. It's okay. The other side's not great, but it's better than I could have done. I'm just going to say you probably have this already. You almost certainly do, but it'll be a good motivator. No, it's fine.
I probably have it already.
I'm sure you have one of these already.
Oh! It's a chess set.
Oh.
The old Queen's Gambit.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was thinking about you.
I do have a chess set, but I'm not sure if it has all the pieces.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Dude, oh, yeah. Playing. It's going to get me back into chess.
And there's
I've been playing so much chess. I've gotten apps that, like, they're chess puzzles just so you can, like, learn to get better at chess.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing that stuff, too.
It's so fucking fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my one of my favorite shows of the year, Queen's Gambit.
Yep.
I need to get back into it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to play some Russians. Oh, yeah. Chess.
Play some Russians.
Do some chess with friends with some Russians.
Yeah, I'll play in chess.
They don't have chess with friends. They only have chess with rivals in Russia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh,
weird. There are no friends.
Soviet Russia, chess play you.
No, Let me tell you,
I've only met two Russians in my life, okay?
And they're both chess players?
I may have told this story before, but I met two Russians in Japan. I've only met two Russians in my whole life. One was a girl, one was a guy. The girl became, like, best friends with this Eastern European girl, and they would, like, walk around and, like, play ukulele together and shit and, like, just fucking roll around in the flowers. They were weird as hell. Okay. And the dude was this blonde guy who started screaming at me because I wasn't trying hard enough in a game of pool. He was pissed at me because he thought I wasn't giving it my all.
I'm a little caught on the ukulele thing. Did you meet the Von Trapp family? What's going on here? Frolicking through the fields with ukulele?
Dude, it was her first time like out of Russia. And I think she just felt so free.
That's how you express yourself?
She became a hippie. Wow. She was like a hippie. She was like a Russian hippie. And the Russian dude was like, he was like, no, you have to try. I want to beat you fairly. We will play pool again. We will start over. He was such an asshole.
Jesus.
Yeah. Don't fucking.
Wow.
Don't play pool with Russians. That's the life lesson.
I would have just been like, no. And that's it. Don't let the communists win.
I won't.
All right.
He's pretty good at pool.
You want to send yours to Nick?
I'm sending my gift to Nick. All right, Nick, I'm sending your present.
Virtual present.
Virtual present. Check out your phone. Here we go. Sent.
And I want to see this picture as you send it. Can I see it? Aha. Aha.
Thought it was a good one.
Did you get it yet? Did you get it yet?
Any second.
And now. And
even Facebook Messenger is experiencing delays.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I had a feeling it was going to be Dune related.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Yeah.
There we go. The graphic novel.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I saw that. I'm like, yep. That's it.
I only listen to it in audiobook format, so I feel like I should experience it in every format except for the book. I think that's
because I read the book. I read the entire freaking book.
Yeah, I think listening to it, reading the graphic novel, and then watching the movie adaptations is the way to
right.
Is the way to completely ignore Frank Herbert's intended.
I went through it, and it's a respectably abridged version of the first book in Dune, which
oh,
is
that's totally
Dune.
Fine.
Yeah, you'll like it.
The artwork of Dune, I've seen so many people's like artwork, and it's just beautiful.
Oh, this one's really
good.
But I
do imagine it's going to be a lot of orange.
No, it's I thought it was a nice blending of everything. I think the sandworms look fucking amazing. And the only strange thing, I was like, the ornithopters look a little funny. They look too much like birds. But aside from that, really good.
Oh, I'm into it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dune-cember coming next week.
That's right.
Oh, you have no idea.
So excited. I'm so excited.
Wow, those are two very kind gifts from you.
Yes.
Normally, you're much more of an asshole this time of year.
Okay, so this is what happened. I went to Target, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be something here. And I found the Dune book. I was like, that is absolutely perfect for Nick. And I struggled with you for a while. And while I was
in Target... I'm hard to shop for.
Yeah, well, it's okay. But when I was in Target, I saw a doll that was... It's essentially a Barbie doll of Billie Eilish. I was like, oh my God, am I going to get this for Nico?
That
and I was like scrounging
awesome.
Around for like a Ken doll Kanye or something.
I'm a bad Barbie.
It was really weird. It was the creepiest thing. But
I nearly got you a Blade Runner thing, but I didn't.
Aww.
I got you something a lot more.
I would have loved a Blade Runner.
Asshole-ish.
What was the Blade Runner thing going to be?
It was a Blade Runner 2049 like coffee table book with like still images and artwork and shit.
I own that.
Thank God. I saw it on a cinephile site.
I own that.
Okay. It's a good thing I strayed away from the movie related things because I also like went through Criterion and I didn't know which, you know, DVDs you had. And so
you could have just like made a big list and I could have like circled the ones and then that would have been a little more. You like the total surprise.
Yeah. And okay. I think what I got you ended up being better.
I would have lost my shit if you gave me the Blade Runner book because I have read that entire thing.
It looked gorgeous.
It is. Oh my God.
Yeah. It looked just stunning. Yeah. But good. Good thing I avoided that. All right. I have a little bit attached to mine, so I want to go last. So how about we
do this every year? Every year. You know, it's a bit.
I'm sorry. What order do you want to open these, Nick? We got two boxes. I have a tube, and then I have two skinny little packages here. One's addressed to you, though. And the one addressed to you, I think, is to me, correct?
Yeah, so why don't we, why don't you guys open your boxes at the same time, open your small packages at the same time, and then, Nico, you have the extra tube. So however you want to do that. Your guys' gifts are all sort of pandemic-themed.
Oh, great.
Oh,
things okay. Things to keep you busy during the pandemic or things to remind you
it's always
of this wonderful year.
The vaccine better be in here.
Oh, ooh. Is the vaccine in here?
Believe it or not, Fauci's in one of those boxes. It's a small man.
Oh, ooh, look at this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Explain to me how that one's going to work.
Oh, wow.
This is dope.
Oh, I want that.
I was afraid that Nico would be like, Adam got the better one. But I actually think, here's my theory. I think Nico's going to like his more.
Why does this exist?
Okay, hang on. So Adam got... Oh, he's opening the packaging already.
Yes.
Adam got the Die Hard Nakatomi Plaza heist board game.
Fuck yeah.
Which is incredible.
Look at this. It's like good artwork on here.
That's a gorgeous looking game.
Look at on the back.
Where did you find that?
Oh, Jungle Gyms, baby.
Ooh, at Jungle Gyms.
Oh, Jungle Gyms fucking rules, dude.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
This is a good gift.
Featuring custom sculpted figures, including John McClane and Hans Gruber.
Wow.
And I got a little different, kind of on a different track, but of a similar product description. The Maury game. You are not the father.
What a horrible game.
What will your DNA envelope say?
Here's the thing. Somehow I feel like Nico's going to get a lot more use out of that game.
I'm going to play this every night.
Why don't you open the tube as well before we move on to the next part?
Hold on. I'm
that
still
is the
caught
most,
up on the game
that
here.
That is the most fucked up creation I've ever seen.
Who did the deed? Oh, my goodness. Get ready to separate the maybe daddies from the baby daddies.
Oh, my God.
As you put your DNA to the test. This thing was created just for the box.
They're profiting off of all
get
these
the
poor
audience
people's
on
misery.
Your side. Drop the Maury card, then drop the mic.
Could you imagine being one of those parents when they come across this game in a Target?
So you play cards to argue that you're not the father, but watch out. Other players can trash talk you. This sounds like the perfect fucking game. Strongest comeback scores. Wow.
That's great.
No, this seems like a you game. It seems like arguing and like...
This is incredible.
And it's definitely your style. Like Maury.
Oh, yeah.
Maury Povich. Oh, my goodness. This is the nicest gift anybody's ever gotten from me. I'm going to be playing chess in the Maury game this Christmas.
Yeah.
Can't wait to crack this out with the fam.
That is funny.
Cannot wait.
Well, I gave you another activity in that tube there. This is more of a one-player social distancing activity, but...
Oh, God, what is it? What the hell is that?
It's a French fry puzzle.
100 pieces.
This actually might be pretty hard because all the pieces look the same. Oh, look at the top. It's got like a can opener on the top.
It comes in a fucking can. You have to like pop
You have
the
to
top.
Pop it open. Like, well, how do fucking... I do this? Here, pop that for me, will you? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. I'm going to be doing this on Christmas, too. Man, you have solved Christmas for me, Nick. You've saved Christmas.
2020 is a really good year.
I genuinely really hope you enjoy that Mori game because it's either going to be fun or terrible. There's no in between.
Oh, it's going to be both. No.
Let me be clear. I can't wait to play with my grandmothers.
I have a feeling the Die Hard game is going to be terrible.
It could be. No, it could very well be terrible. But like, it's just cool to see a Die Hard board game. I'm sorry.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Like, I think it's a cool collectible for somebody who really likes Die Hard, and I think it's probably fun enough to play a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably not playtested very well.
Yeah, we'll see. You need to play with the right people. It's not something you could just do on a game night. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll see.
All right,
so
you guys can both open these at the same time.
So far, you guys are knocking it out of the park with these gifts. Yeah. Let's see what's in here. Courtesy of the USPS. Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Oh, this is good. This is good.
Oh!
Hold on.
Face masks.
I am taking this sucker out. This is the coolest fucking face mask I've ever seen in my life. Look at this face mask.
Oh, my God.
This is the best face mask I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
That thing is going into my safe. I'm framing that thing.
You're not going to wear it?
When COVID is over. No.
Oh, my God.
I'm wearing this thing. But once COVID finally goes away and we don't have to wear masks anymore, this thing is going to be in a shadow box. This is great. Holy fucking shit.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Nick.
What's on the mask, Adam?
Okay. Well, we got a string of horror icons. We have Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Pinhead from Hellraiser, Chucky, Michael Myers, Leatherface, and of course our favorite, Sam from Trick or Treat.
Wow.
What really sold me is that they even had Sam. Yeah.
That is great.
That
One
really
of the great
sold
movie
me.
Characters of all time.
I'll tell you what, if they had Alien and Predator on there as well, it would have been perfect.
Yes. Yeah, but no, this is more than great. Thank you.
That's amazing. And for me, I got a New York Jet mask, but I will be burning this tonight.
Yes.
And I love the gesture. It's a thoughtful gesture, but it is going straight into the fireplace.
No. You'll put that on and it will give you COVID.
Yeah. Somehow the Jets would manage to get that wrong. would get the protection wrong. If the pass protection for the Jets is any indication of how this mask will protect me from germs.
No, you have to put the Jets logo on the inside. Yeah,
you don't want the Jets defense helping you prevent COVID. You don't think that's gonna work out?
Well, this week apparently it's more than adequate. Fucking Jets. Just did an hour-long podcast with my father, in which my father earnestly argued for tearing down the entire Jets franchise. He actually was in favor, and he earnestly argued for it.
I listened to this because I just love hearing you guys talk shit about the Jets.
And then, of course, I tagged our mutual friend, the only other Jets fan I know.
Yes, and we are all, there's not a single Jet fan. Listen, people, it's the holidays. It's a sad time. Suicide rates always skyrocket during the holiday season. Check on the Jets fans this week in your life. Check on them.
They're not
Call them. Make sure they're okay.
Even I know what happened. And
it's a bad fucking week for everyone. I don't know how we blew this. How did we mess this up?
Yeah.
Did the Bengals win, by the way?
They did. The Bengals won.
No, the Bengals beat the Steelers.
The Bengals beat the Steelers. Yes, what's happening? Yeah.
I love that the Jets can't even do bad when the fans need them to do
we
bad.
We can't even lose right.
Yes.
As my father said this week, there's only one thing I want you to do. Be the Jets. All I'm asking you to do is be the Jets.
Your dad.
It's the lowest bar imaginable.
Your dad had one of the funniest lines I've ever heard. He's got mono, tuberculosis, polio.
I couldn't speak for the entire Sunday. It was, I'm telling you, the worst day of my life. It was so bad. It was so bad. All right. Well, Nick, funny you sent us masks.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Adam, you're getting two.
Ah, shit.
Open that one up. It's a little different. Nick's getting the same one, so show him on the camera what he's getting. It'll be in the mail any day now.
Oh, God, I saw it.
Why the fuck would I ever wear this?
Where am I going to wear this?
It's a Steve Harvey mask.
Where is anyone going to wear this?
It was on sale, steveharvey.com.
Is this blackface? If I wear this, is this blackface?
I guess this technically is blackface.
I can't wear this mask, Nico.
It's not blackface. I need a picture of this. Hang on. Hold on a second. Do that again. Oh, man. Oh, my God. That is.
I'm about 50% sure that you just gifted us blackface for Christmas.
They were on sale. He was tweeting about it. It was a 3-pack. I have one for myself. 50% off a 3-pack. How could I resist?
This is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh my.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from, folks.
Oh my God.
I like how you guys were all thoughtful this holiday, yeah. And I decided to just troll you with gifts.
I love how this mask is so authentic. It's even signed to Steve Harvey there.
It is, yeah. He actually autographed it personally. I got a 3-pack. I'm not kidding you. It came as a 3-pack. The other one's in my room right now.
That is great.
Third one's on the way with your Christmas card, Dick.
Oh, boy.
All right, here we go. Number two. I'm going to send it to you at the same time. Another piece of wearable clothing.
This one just going to Nick?
No, it's going to both of you.
Oh.
But I'll show it to you in person. Actually, no, I'll send it.
Oh my, no.
Oh.
Now this is the one moment where I wish you guys could open this in person.
Oh my God. Which color did you send me?
You got red.
Oh, that's why you asked the colors.
And your shoe size.
Oh, no. Dude, no. Do we have to explain what this shit is?
You might want to.
Good luck.
Okay. Well, Nick.
Oh, I wish you guys had this in person.
It's a pair of shin-high socks.
Fuck the USPS. Yeah.
Shin-high socks. Nick's are red. Mine are blue. But there is a twist.
Polka dots of
Nico's face. Mm.
I'll go with you ever you are.
I don't like
you. Can literally walk all over me. It's your chance to walk all over me.
You got his socks with your face on them?
I don't like this at all.
Who does that? This who is does that? Up.
I guess it's better than underwear with his face on it.
Oh, I looked at those too.
Oh, God.
The socks were the cheapest.
Oh,
I
oh, God.
I'll tell all you right. what. I'll at least wear the socks.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't think I'll wear the Steve Harvey mask.
Will you wear the socks?
I'll give him 1 hour.
Okay.
one hour at wearing them at the mall, and then I don't have to wear them ever again.
I guarantee I will run out of clean socks one day, and I will wear them.
That's like when you're in the desert and you have to drink your own pee, you know?
Yes.
You
yes.
don't have, it's like, okay, I'm that desperate.
What okay. the hell?
That's... Well, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
One more thing. It's time to play a game.
I don't know.
One last part of your Christmas gifts, boys. And they come in the form of questions. 5 questions about things that are important to Adam Hall.
Wait, about just me, not Nick?
Just you.
Okay.
Attached to these 5 questions are 5 bets wagered in Las Vegas, each worth $10. Okay. But they could potentially be worth a lot more. Up to $350 is on the line today if these bets hit. Each question has a corresponding bet. Adam, I will ask you these 5 questions. If you get them wrong, Nick gets the bet.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
It's time to play. Does Adam know what the fuck he's talking about?
Surely not.
No, there's no way.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Question number one. You attended the school, Central Connecticut State University. In New Britain, Connecticut. We all did.
Yes, that's true.
All graduates, alumni of that prestigious university.
Yes.
What year was Central Connecticut State University founded? You have three options. 1849, 1929, or 1959?
Is this a trick question? Yeah.
What, does Nick think he knows? Yeah, I don't know the answer to this.
Is this a trick question?
Yeah. Nico.
It is not a trick question.
Okay, because
one of those is the correct date.
Am I allowed to give hints?
I would not give any hints because you're winning the money if he loses.
If I don't answer this one correctly.
He is your enemy in this one.
I understand that.
This question is attached to a bet.
So if I don't answer this one correctly?
He gets it, yes.
Yeah, okay. I have absolutely no idea. What was the first one?
The three options are 1849, 1929, and 1959.
1849. Yeah, I don't know.
You can see this date on the emblem of CCSU.
Oh.
Every time you've entered campus, the number's been staring you right in the face. And it is indeed 1849!
Ooh. The reason I asked is because CCSU was not originally CCSU. It was like a different school.
Right.
Well, this is millionaire. He wouldn't do that.
I believe it was originally, wasn't it like a school for the deaf or something like that initially?
Didn't do that much research.
I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
It still is a school for the deaf, let's be honest.
Adam, here's your prize. January 7th, CCSU will be playing the Bryant Bulldogs. Line has yet to be determined, but you've won a $10 bet on behalf of the Central Connecticut State University Blue Devils.
If they win?
No, you get the points. You're going to get points. I assume they're going to be the underdog in that game. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, they're not. Nothing.
But I will be betting the spread, and you and perhaps will win $10 on that.
All right.
There you go.
Sweet.
There's one. Ready?
Okay, yes. Wow.
Adam, one of your favorite actors on the planet, his name is Thomas Hardy.
Yeah.
Here's your question. Tom Hardy's big screen debut happens in what 2001 film?
Black Hawk Down.
That was quick.
You got it.
Yep.
Your next prize? Two, Adam.
Two for two. Mm. Your next prize? Tom Hardy to replace Daniel Craig. As James Bond, $10 to win 30 in Las Vegas.
Hmm.
That's yours right there, sir.
I think that's a bad bet.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you think this is going to happen?
I think there's a decent chance, yeah.
Well, who are the candidates?
Granted, that's why the winnings are $30.
No, no, but I've been like fascinated by this because I'm not sure I've ever been totally sold as him being James Bond.
Richard Madden has been thrown around. Obviously, Idris Elba has been a name for a while, but he is actually the favorite in Las Vegas at 3-1.
Okay.
He is the favorite. So
interesting.
There you go.
Cool.
Number two. Whenever he is declared James Bond, if that happens, $30 coming your way.
Now, my question, if I get one of them wrong, do all these bets go to Nick?
No. The one that you lose goes to Nick.
All right.
Okay. Your favorite director on the planet is who?
Now?
No, all time.
All time. Dude, I don't know.
A trick question. This is not the question.
Right now, it's Denis.
No, but David Fincher.
Yeah, I'll say David. Yeah, David Fincher.
Okay. Your favorite David Fincher film is
Zodiac.
I just watched Zodiac a few weeks ago.
Great movie.
Oh, yeah, great movie. Star of Zodiac. Well, I mean, it's sort of a triple header, isn't it?
Yeah, but Jake Gyllenhaal's in that movie,
yes,
right?
Sure.
Love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes. Here's your question.
Oh, no.
Spell Jake Gyllenhaal.
I can do this.
I cannot do this. I'm
I can do this.
Spell Jake. All right. Well, I mean, there's J-A-K-E.
Got it.
I'm off. No.
Last name, sir.
Is it two L's?
Space.
Yeah, put the space in there.
Oh, space. Space. Shit. Space. Oh, God. Okay. G-Y...
Good start.
L-L-E-N-H-A-A-L. I don't fucking know.
You nailed it.
Is that right? You got it! Wow.
You nailed it.
Wow! Oh, my goodness. That shocked me.
I don't know if you know, Jake Gyllenhaal is in my top five favorite
I
actors.
I love Jake Oh, he's love great.
Him. Wow.
I got it?
I thought for
nailed
sure
it.
You were going to lose that one.
I got it?
Oh, goodness. Well, you are very happy to hear then. Mank to win Best Picture.
Woo!
$10 to win 90. I got it on a really good line. You're wow. welcome. I bet this like 3 months ago.
Thank you.
Well, that
you
is really upsetting for me.
That's, man, that one's the best bet of the bunch right there.
Fuck yeah.
Man, I thought Nick was going to win that one, and you were going to be disappointed. I'm sorry, Nick. I should have made these harder. Jake Gyllenhaal.
That's
wow.
a hard question, though. I was not confident in that.
Two L's, two A's.
I was like, because his again, this is what I'm... It's funny. I had this conversation with Abby the other day where it's like it's easier to remember people's names if they have like an iconic looking name. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So there is something about Jake Gyllenhaal's name that like sticks in my head.
Wow.
You should have had him spell Jake Gyllenhaal's sister's name.
Is it, ooh, what is it? M-A-G-G-I-E? I think
it's just Maggie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Still would you have thrown him off a little bit. He would have been like, you have to remember who the sister is.
That's true.
It's a two-step, you know?
But then you'll remember that they played siblings in Donnie Darko, and it won't be a problem.
That's true.
Right.
Yeah. I do love Jake Gyllenhaal, though. How can you not?
Okay. Your football team of choice has been struggling lately.
Yeah, they have.
Lost three in a row to Nick's Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. If you're going to ask me who they lost to prior, I actually don't remember.
No, I'm not going to be asking you that. I'm going to ask you to name three active players on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, God. Well, Mike Tomlin, of course. The coach.
Coaches do not count.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, give it to Nick.
Couldn't name one.
Roethlisberger. Anybody can name Roethlisberger. That's more embarrassing. You know, much chagrin over here.
James Conner. Mm-hmm. Juju Smith-Schuster.
You really can't name three?
T.J. Watt. Cameron Hayward.
Aren't football teams pretty fucking big?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
I used to be able to name like Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and those
Deontay
guys,
Johnson.
They're not there anymore.
Chase Claypool. Nick, $10 to win 200 on the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Man. That ain't going to
$10
happen.
To win 200.
If they win, oh, my God.
20 to 1, Nick.
That's incredible. Incredible odds.
Yeah. Wow. Good luck.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not going to happen.
One more. You've done pretty well so far.
Yeah.
This is a question about your favorite musical artist of all time. Complete the lyric. I'm going to give you a line. You need to give me the follow-up line. She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
You need me to complete that one?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the answer. Yeah. Do I have to say it?
If you'd like to win money,
you can't
yeah.
just say I know the answer. Can you imagine on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I know the answer. Can we just move on?
Take my word for it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is actually back when I liked Taylor Swift too. So
she wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
She's chief captain, and I'm on the bleachers.
Repeat that line.
She's chief captain, and I'm on the bleachers. Is that right?
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, blew it. She's cheer captain.
Oh, cheer captain.
What's a chief captain?
I don't know.
Is she a Native American?
Could be.
Is she Sitting Bull?
Well, I'm happy I didn't get this one right then. You're right. It is cheer captain.
Oh, no, I know what it is. Yeah, I'm aware what the lyric is. Yeah. Thank you for telling me I'm right.
The first time he said it, I thought I just heard him wrong.
Yeah, no.
I thought I did too, which is why I asked him to repeat it.
It totally is cheer captain. Holy shit. Nah, whatever.
Taylor Swift's Cardigan to win Song of the Year at the Grammys. $10 to win $8. Nick Ooh. Evangelista going to you.
Cardigan. Wait, $10 to win $8?
It's a heavy favorite.
Oh, we went from 200 to 8. Is that
Congratulations,
it?
Nick. Those are the five questions. Thank you for playing. Does Adam know what the fuck he's talking about?
Yeah. Wow.
No, that's the wrong one. I don't have music. There we go. Let's repeat what bets you have one last time.
What bets I have on?
Yeah.
I've got, I don't know if this is in the correct order, but CCSU Blue Devils at Bryant Bulldogs. $10 bet. Yeah.
So that's Line my alumni blind. Versus my sister's alumni.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Tom Hardy to replace Daniel Craig as James Bond. Mm-hmm. And Mank to win Best Picture. Yeah, none of these are necessarily set in stone, but...
I think Mank's your best shot.
That is a great value.
Maybe.
9-1 is a great value.
What's going to beat Mank?
Nomadland. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm hearing a lot of Trial of the Chicago 7 hype all of a sudden.
Yikes.
Which is a bit concerning.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. There's time. But there you go. Those are your three. Nick, you won Taylor Swift's Cardigan to win Song of the Year at the Grammys. $10 to win $8. And the Pittsburgh Steelers to win the Super Bowl. $10 to win $200.
I'll tell you what. I'll spend $200 for Taylor Swift to lose.
Yeah.
Man, if the Steelers win the Super Bowl, man.
That'd be big. That'd be big.
It's going to be nuts. But they're not playing like that these days.
No.
There we go. Well, that's the
we'll
game.
We'll see. I can't believe you gave me homework for Christmas. Yeah. I have to go watch the Super Bowl.
Merry Christmas, guys.
What a son of a bitch.
It's fucking Christmas morning.
Can't believe I spelled Gyllenhaal correctly.
Shocking.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I was much more confident in your ability to name three Pittsburgh Steelers, but...
I think I've only watched like three of their games this year.
Should I watch Mank?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
I don't know if it's totally Nick's cup of tea, but it's worth a watch.
You may have to watch Citizen Kane first. You may have to.
I may have to what?
Watch Citizen Kane first.
Oh, Citizen
I think people
Kane.
Need to start treating Mank as like a spiritual sequel in a way.
No, or a remake, yeah, of sorts. Yeah, definitely.
Interesting.
May have to do it.
Okay. Good movie. There I'll go. Do a double feature.
Okay. That's it. That's it for the Stocking Stuffing Spectacular. Cheers. Salute.
Clink.
We salute our eggnog.
Our eggnog. Ew.
Gross. I've never had eggnog. Have you?
Yes.
It's weird. It's fine.
It's
like thick cinnamon milk.
It's very strange.
Lovely.
Those are three words that Nico cannot comprehend.
Yeah, baby vomit is actually pretty accurate.
Happy Festivus, happy holidays. We have one more show coming between now and the end of the year. We are going to squeeze in Dunecember.
That's right.
The final week of December, we're going to cover David Lynch's Dune here on the pod. And then it's Wattati time.
Yep, and we got to do Jodorowsky Hanuary as well.
Yeah, we have a very packed couple of months. I hope you guys have enjoyed the podcast. You know, it's been a crazy year for everyone involved. Everyone on the planet. It's been an insane year and certainly been an insane year for us. But we love you and we thank you for supporting us. Oh, I forgot to mention the Nick Draft.
Oh, we still need to cover the Nick Draft.
I totally forgot.
I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah, Nick won the thing again.
Yeah,
I did?
Now it's by a significant margin.
I made a late push.
I did actually.
Yeah. I had people vote against me if I remember correctly.
Your fiance did vote against you.
Yes. Yeah,
because I drafted you.
So did
I think
Nicki
Minaj
I think.
Too. Yeah,
actually, so did Peter. I believe.
Right. So my attempt was to sway over all of the Nick voters by drafting Nick as a candidate. In fact, what ended up happening is that I alienated all of the Nico voters.
That's
so
true.
All of the Nick voters came to me, but all of the Nico voters jumped ship and went to Nick.
Yep.
And again, no one voted for Adam again.
I got more than I did last time, which is a little annoying, though. I have to admit, I don't think my list was very bad. Mm. So I was like, what's going on?
It was not as bad as last time.
No. And I mean, no one voted for St. Nick. So what are you going to do?
Nicholas Cage, Nikola Tesla, Nikolai Walder or Costa Waldo. Costa Waldo.
Like, I'm sorry. The only good one on that
and
list
Nick Jonas.
Is. Yeah, it's Nick Cage. That's the win.
Yeah.
I mean, Nikola Tesla is pretty cool when you think of David Bowie playing him. In The Prestige.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The best Christopher Nolan movie.
Sir Jamie Lannister is pretty cool. And Nick Jonas is the best Jonas.
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy about
I got to wonder, does Chinchilla Man's bread emoji count as a vote?
Didn't understand the reference.
He voted for someone else, though. That's the thing.
Did not understand the bread emoji. Was that by mistake?
Yeah, I didn't get
it. No, that was an active choice. You have to actively choose to add the bread emoji.
Which member of my team is related to bread? Could I have
me?
Drafted Pumpernickel?
Me?
Is
Am I the closest to bread? Nick Offerman?
Yeah,
Jack
I don't
Nicholson?
Know. I don't know what. Nicki Minaj certainly is not known for her bread. Is she? Well, maybe she is in some ways.
You mean get that bread queen? Like, that kind of?
I don't know. Don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, if that was the deciding vote,
this would have been
very contentious.
A real hanging Chad situation.
No, but he voted for someone else. He voted.
No, he didn't. I just looked.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I just looked through all of our votes.
No, I think that vote counts for me.
I got to look at this because I thought
I think we'll give it to you.
I mean, I still lost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
anyway,
it doesn't really matter. But yeah. So what are we doing next time, then?
I need a break from Dave Drafts. I need a break. I can't do it anymore. I can't
are you broken?
Losing. I've had enough losing in my life this week.
Right, so wait a second.
I lost two fantasy leagues. I lost the greatest quarterback in the last 15 years. I lost so much.
So I'll tell you what, Nico.
What?
Next time you're on a high.
Yeah.
Next time you're feeling like you're on a high, you're feeling like it's going well. Mm-hmm. We'll
maybe we can
one.
Do the Trevor draft in honor of the quarterback that we lost this week by beating the Rams.
Oh, God. I still think we need to do a Paul draft. You know?
Would be great for Dune month.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's good for Dune, isn't it?
Give me a couple weeks. We'll do it. We'll do it.
We'll take a break. We'll be back.
In a couple weeks. I need to I need to go to rehab. Yeah, I got to get the joints back.
Go to rehab.
That's a good one. An Amy draft. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm just really banged up, guys. I'm really banged up this week.
We could do an Amy draft now that I think about it. There's probably a few good Amys out there.
I can't
quite
wait
a few
to play the Maury game. That's gonna be so much fun.
God, that is the
dude. I genuinely hope you enjoy that game.
Yeah,
I can't wait. That is gonna be great. I can't wait to see you in your Nico socks
when they arrive. Hopefully they never arrive.
Watch, they're like, we finished the podcast and they're outside out front.
Oh shit. Yeah. Put on your door handle.
Oh, shit. Like the mailman saying, like, yeah, don't come in.
Could you imagine in college you have your own socks with your name on them and you put them on the door handle?
You put your stockings up.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's good. That's not bad. All right. Anything else? We love you. Have a very Merry Christmas. Very happy holidays. Yeah.
We'll see you in the new year, right?
And we'll see you next week.
Before the end of the new year. So.
We'll see you before the end of the new year.
So you don't get to have a happy new year yet.
Not yet.
No. Yeah, not yet.
We'll wish you that next week. All right. Until next time. You guys have been so very, very naughty.
Naughty.
Or nice.
Christmas in Harlem. Right up the autumn falls. Soaking it all in. Then we go hit the mall. Even though.
The owl and all a good night. Huh. Now we out.